Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the BC. It is Saturday, the 3rd of April, Anno Domini 2010, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can lose, a few things to choose. And let's start with the news of the week. It was a very busy week this week. Lots of stuff happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really important things. What should we talk about first? The RIT Tigers made the Frozen Four. Go Tigers. Clash of the Titans came out in 3D. Jesse James is still a scumbucket. Mark Shuttleworth moved the buttons from the top right.
How do you give up something as good as Sandra Bullock?
I know.
Hello?
I get it. I know what you're saying.
She didn't have enough tattoos.
I
did you see the other girl?
she's
one of the four?
Yeah. Full arm sleeves?
Yeah.
I mean, I got tats.
Yeah, and... well, I'm sorry, but I really don't want to sleep with you either.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you the truth.
You're too hairy for me.
That's exactly right. Mark Shuttleworth moved the buttons from the top right to the top left of Lucid Linux Windows, and you thought he shot Linus Torvalds? What else? What else happened? There was something else, and I can't... Oh, yeah, that iPad thingy. Unless you've been hiding on the far side of the moon, you know that today is the official launch of the iPad. Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night stopped millions of obsessed to the point of derangement Apple fanboys and girls from spending the night in line to be among the first millions to get their hands on the big iPod. iPad. There are a lot of games available for it. Pin, Shuffle, Eliminate Pro, Final Fantasy, Glow Hockey 2, Monopoly Classic, Scrabble, The Secret of Monkey Island, Street Fighter 4, Worm, Zen Pinball, Flight Control HD, Resident Evil 4. Could go on and on.
You
going to
list all 170,000 of them?
If you want if you want to spend $700 to play games, this is your product. You can also tweet from it, and all of those great fart apps from the iPhone work just fine.
What'd you call them?
Fart app. You can get fart noises on your iPhone. Now you can get fart noises on your iPad. You download the app, you push the button, it makes a fart sound.
Why?
There's hundreds of those on the iPhone.
Why?
Because that's what people write.
Pull my finger.
Exactly. There are some interesting things about the product.
Hooking it
to an external video won't work unless every app you use is rewritten to use an external video. Then you'll get two screens. There seems to be no way to mirror the iPad screen on the projector. Typing will be a tad difficult because the back of the iPad is curved, but luckily you can buy a keyboard and a mouse and a stand for it, which makes it really, really portable. But none of that matters a whit to the Apple crack addicts, so that even though today is the birthday of both Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando, not to mention Stan Freberg, Doris Day, Marlon Brando, Eddie Murphy, Melissa Etheridge, Peekaboo Street, and Jenny Garth, this is, and for so many of you, always will be, iPad Day. And thus, our poll of the week. The poll of the week is iPad! And your choices are, I got mine.
There goes my eardrums.
Ordered but still waiting. Can't afford it yet. Still unconvinced. And no thanks. Seriously. So far, we have 58 people on the... Who've taken the poll. No thanks, seriously, for our group is way out in front. Can't afford it yet is next. Still unconvinced is next. Nobody's got one. Nobody ordered them, but they're still waiting. So our question to you is give us a call. Thoughts on the iPad? Do you have... Oh, wait, before we do that, we have to tell you that if you want to say a little more about the iPad, pro or con, just keep it clean. Look at the little yellow box underneath the poll and click on Give Us Your Opinion. It will take you to my website, Ask Nick. .com.
That's AskNick.com.
And you can render your opinion. While you're there, take a look around at what I do. I've got a bunch of Q&As and rants and raves and facts and figures and stuff that I've put out there. If you're a member, it's only $15 a year. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. And then come on back and join us at the Soundbites website. But in the meantime, give us a call. Do you have an iPod in your hot little hands? Why or why not? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. or toll free 1-800-790-0415. And hey, you know what? You can use those numbers for something else too. And
you
what would
it.
That something be, Dave?
Oh, gee, maybe a major fundraiser here. You know, we got a no federal aid, folks. There is no bailout from Obama or any other great program. You know, handout from New York State. Heck, if anything, they want probably would like to find a way to tax us if they could. But this is nonprofit. And by that, we mean you folks are keeping us on the air. And twice a year, we come to you and ask you, please, pull out your wallets, your checkbook, you know, your Visa, MasterCard, whatever, and help pledge. You know, whatever your amount you want to come up with, that's fine. And then if you sit there and say, well, I'd like to do this, but, you know, I really can't afford it, Jazz even provides you with a payment plan. So maybe you want to spread it out over 6 months. That's fine. They'll work with you. And here's the other thing. All right. You become a member, so you get a discount card. Now, there are a lot of businesses that support Jazz 90.1, i.e. NWRITEPC. You come to us, show us your Jazz member card. We give you a discount. So you've won on that one. You're listening to great Jazz 24/7 and programs like us, where you're getting computer advice. All you got to do is pick up the phone or email us, and what it would cost you just to come to your house and answer some of these questions, it's well worth it.
You can't afford it.
No. You know, you're going to get some cool gifts depending on what level you pledge at, and it's tax deductible.
And as Dave said, we don't get federal dollars, state dollars, county dollars, local dollars, no dollars. We get dollars from nobody but you. That's why we are member supported. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Take a look at all the money you've spent on your system. You've got hardware, you've got software, you've got warranties, you've got add-ons, you've got extras, you've got all this stuff you bought. And all we're asking you to do is take a look at that, and what is it worth to you to have this show here to call up about? Is it worth 1%? Is it worth 3%? Is it worth 10%? Call up and make that pledge. If you can pledge at a level, that's great, and if you can't, any amount of money helps. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. For those of you outside the 585 area code, for example, those of you listening in England,
yep.
You can call whenever you hear this, even if it's during the week, you can make this call and tell them it's for sound bites, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Listen, we're less than $15,000 away from our goal. We ought to be able to make that right here, right now.
That would be. And you know what more important, though?
I know what you're going to say.
I want to beat the polka dots.
We're not beating them. We're not even close. These people play polka music here. Polka music. We can't beat them?
Well, they're a tough act to follow. I mean, they've been here for 25 years. We haven't even been here a year yet. Our anniversary doesn't come until June.
That's right. But we have been here on the air for 20 years. Yes. And a lot of these people have been listening that long. And all we're asking is think back over however long you've been listening to Soundbites. What is that worth to you? If, in fact, you believe it is worth nothing, then turn off your radio right now. But if, in fact, you believe it is worth something, pick up the phone. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I know that less than 5% of the people who use software actually buy their software. And it's the same thing with public radio. But you know what? I think our listeners are better than that. So please pick up. Look, the phone's not even ringing. Nobody cares. Absolutely nobody cares. Okay, forget about it. We'll move on. Nobody cares.
Evidently, they don't.
This is the week I get porky about it. You know, the first week I'm all excited, and the second week I get sad, and the third week I get porky.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's three of the five stages of pledging.
Well, it's like last night we were talking about come across a new comedian, and it's Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh yeah.
Way he refers to his five different ways of describing a person. You know, we got five different ways to describe how we deal with our folks that call for support week after week. Oh, I got this and this and this, and we take the time. We don't just sit there and say, well, do this and hang up on you. We walk you through it.
That's right.
You know, we just don't slough it off. And we're here, we're live, you know, and we don't pre-screen the questions, like a couple of other shows that I could mention that they more or less call in and say, well, tell you what, we'll call you back, and you be at your phone at this time because we got a big research team. It'll do the research. We're doing it right here, folks, live. That's right. And without a net. You know, we might look up a little bit of stuff on the internet if you got a particular program that you're looking after, but for the most part, you're tapping into the three of us with the amount of knowledge that we have and the years of experience in computers. And, you know, when, like we've been talking before, I go back to the old Honeywell days and punch cards, and Trash 80 was the first computer I programmed on until I got my first Peanut Junior.
Hey,
with a chiclet keyboard. Yes.
My first computer, I've said this before, was a Cosmac VIP. It was a single circuit board. On one side was a 6502 chip and 256 bytes of RAM and all the attendant extra things. And on the other side was a hex keypad that you used to program it. And on the edges, it had a connector that you could hook up to a television set in some way. And that was it. There wasn't even sound.
I
had the most fun with it. I can't tell you how much fun I had.
Well, I almost got kicked out of a class because I went to a class on the PC Junior because they offered it free. And I was turning my keyboard sideways.
Oh, I was doing that.
And you type on other people's screens.
Oh, what I was doing was setting off the music programs.
Oh, I was just pulling up notes and saying hello. And they're looking around seeing where the hell is that coming from.
Oh, yeah. For the PC Juniors, they were all... They used infrared keyboards, and they were all on the same frequency. So what I was doing while the guy was talking, I would aim my computer at somebody else's screen and start their music playing.
Oh, I never thought of that one. Oh, that would have been cool. Have it going off different tunes. You were ahead of me.
Yeah, it was evil. You're right. The Cosmac was an 1802 chip. That is the first one I used. You're right, Chris. You're absolutely Chris Reich, friend of the show, on the IRC chat, the Cosmac VIP. It was a pretty neat little product. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah, there's iPad people out there. None of them are calling us. None of them are pledging.
They're still in line.
You just spent like $700,000. Oh, I just closed that out. You just spent $700 million on your iPad and you can't make a call for us. I'm surprised and frankly disappointed. Make the call, make the pledge, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415.
Meet or at least beat the poker guys.
At least meet.
Yeah, I mean, we're...
And of course, you've...
That
you
didn't
all got,
sound right.
No, that's right. Beat them or at least...
Beat them.
Beat them or at least meet that what they did. You're a very sick man, and I'm
the
not
way
talking...
You,
no, talk, don't
the
talk.
The way you said that so fast.
Don't. Talk.
You did not.
It really would be best if you didn't talk.
Yeah.
He did not.
It would be so much better if you didn't talk right now.
We got to get one of those dump buttons on our side.
Yeah, exactly. And for those of you who are sitting around on your brand new iPads, drooling and giggling quietly in your own little bedrooms, you might want to pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just spent $500 on an iPad. You ought to pledge $50 to us.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Because you're going to probably need the help trying to figure out this or that.
And we're here for you. We're here for you. But we won't be here for you if you don't give us a call or pledge securely online. Phone's not ringing.
Well,
nobody
again,
cares.
It's showing...
It saddens me that nobody cares. Why do we do this if nobody cares?
Well, and plus, you know, I mean, Rob took a chance on us.
He did.
And bringing us here, you know?
He did.
I
God
mean,
bless Rob.
If it wasn't for Rob, we... The show would have gone into the night, and we constantly, I know you, all three of us.
Apparently nobody cares.
I hear, you know, constantly from all three of us that we'll get customer folks have come up, you at the market and Steven at our shops, so when are you coming back on the air?
Get it all the time.
Yeah, and then also, oh, I'm so glad you're back, and I'm over there, I'm loving it, you know.
They're not glad enough to call, but they're glad we're back on, and
that's what
nice.
I don't get.
I don't get it either.
They're all out on the in the backyard, on the patio, enjoying the nice weather with their radio and just forgot to take their phone with them, and they're too lazy to get up.
Well, get up!
Well, they can if they're sitting out there and on their computer, they can securely go to the webpage
and
pledge there.
Maybe they just
have
a radio with them. Heaven forbid they're listening on the radio.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What? Give us a call. We would appreciate it. The station truly does need the money. They took a flyer on us and were kind enough to give us a home. And this is how we repay them, by coming here a couple of times a year and asking you to show the love to the station more than to us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you, both the members and the freeloaders. I'm the longest-running computer show. I'm done now being a nice guy. I'm done. On the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on member-supported, Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Here's a tip to the wise for all you tech-savvy scenesters. One click will take you directly from the Jazz 90.1 website straight to the station's very popular Facebook and MySpace pages. Once there, you'll be privy to special announcements, exclusive contests, Jazz Insider info, everything to keep you hip to all the hip happenings at Jazz 90.1. So click on over to jazz901.org and help take Jazz even further.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
It's the networking event for small business, the 9th Annual Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2010, April 7th at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets, you can go online to sohorochester.com.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Greg Lefebvre. Join me every Sunday night at 7 o'clock for Doc's Juke Joint on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Still with nobody calling in to pledge, but we're still Soundbites. That's important. That's important to know, I guess. And let's start with the next news item. On Tuesday, Microsoft issued a special set of security updates. You know they're important when Microsoft doesn't wait for their monthly visitor to roll them out. So you should update immediately if you haven't already. Here's what you'll get. Cumulative security update for Internet Explorer. This security update resolves 9 privately reported vulnerabilities and 1 publicly disclosed vulnerability in Internet Explorer. The most severe vulnerabilities could allow, yet again, another remote code execution if a user views a specially crafted web page. Users using Internet Explorer, users whose accounts are configured to have fewer user rights on their system, could be less impacted, which is not actually English, but okay. The security update, the next one is the vulnerability in Windows Movie Maker, which, of course, could also allow remote execution. This security update addresses a privately reported vulnerability in Movie Maker and Microsoft Producer 2003. Windows Live Movie Maker, which is in Windows 7, is not affected by this vulnerability. And then there are some vulnerabilities in Excel, which could also cause remote code execution. That's 7 privately reported vulnerabilities in Excel. And these vulnerabilities would allow code execution if a user opens a specially crafted Excel file. So that's a total of 18 patches in one shot. And they're out of cycle to boot. So do the patching now. And did you do the update? What happened? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. and we're here to take your pledge. Please give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. That's only if you want to, of course. We don't want to in any way infringe on your rights, your responsibilities, or your lifestyle. But
he's going to come and hurt you.
I don't know why I am feeling so entirely self-destructive this today, but I apparently am.
Oh, if the audience only knew.
I am so sorry that you're not all here in the studio with us, because we're having way, way more fun
too
here than you are
today.
Out there. I don't care what you think you're doing out there. You're not having the kind of fun we are in here. But today is...
Feeling the love.
We're feeling the something. I'll tell you right now, I don't know what it is, but we're feeling it. I haven't heard from anybody yet who has an iPad, what they think, how it's working for them, what exciting and thrilling things they've discovered so far, or what not so thrilling or disappointing things they've discovered so far. Same thing with me. Give me one of those when you get a chance. But we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We'd prefer if you made your membership first, of course, but that's entirely up to you. This is America and you have that choice. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And those are also the numbers you could call to talk to us.
Radio professionals.
Soundbites. The radio professionals. We're nothing if not professional. I'll tell you that right now.
I love this job.
Yeah. So Skeeter, is Skeeter actually on an iPad? Is that what he's talking about? He seems to be trying to do some broadcasting of his own right now, actually, and I don't know if that's working for him. I'm a little confused. I'm now running two iStreams simultaneously.
A lot of people we've talked to are going to wait for the next generation of iPad that will have a camera in it, that will, you know, have a GPS in it, and will do other things that the current model doesn't. And also, thanks to the folks at iFixit have already torn apart an iPad, so you can see the insides of it, so you don't have to tear yours apart.
Right. But this is interesting. Skeeter Harris seems to be broadcasting live from his about his iPad. Obviously, not from his iPad since it has no camera, but he's been doing that. So that's kind of nice. We have a call. Our caller is Dar from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I bet you.
Howdy.
How are you?
Fine.
And we know you're a member.
Yeah. This polka thing, it's a tsunami. No, seriously, Cleveland plain dealer, Google ain't too proud to polka.
Oh, very. Where is that?
It's at the Cleveland dealer. But just do a Google, and the first thing will come up is cleveland.com.
Nice.
But it truly is a tidal wave.
I know. People are entirely into polka.
Well.
It is absolutely true. There are online radio stations that do nothing but stream polka 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing phenomenon. Are you a polkaist yourself?
I'm an old mechanic. I can barely walk. maybe it would behoove you to call yourselves Sound Eye Bites.
Oh, there's an idea. Sound Eye Bites. I like it.
Apple and polka, these things are just taking off.
Absolutely true. It's two of the biggest trends in America right now. Polka and soundbites, and polka and Apple. In that order, apparently, as there are not yet any 24-hour stations just broadcasting iPads. So apparently they're ahead. Yeah.
Hello, Leo Laporte has been trying.
How's the weather up there, Dar? Are things lovely?
Just like yours. Brilliant.
It's 81 degrees here.
Yep.
We don't call you the frozen north for nothing.
Great White North.
The Great White North, exactly right. Here it's 81 degrees and partly sunny, which for us is a miracle. Partly, anything that includes the word sunny, even if it starts with partly or not, is important to us. Well, we get, what is it, 65 days of sunshine a year.
Yeah, and it's cloudy out now.
That's what I'm saying, partly cloudy. We had sun for about half an hour this morning. The rest of the day is cloudy. That's partly cloudy for us. All right, Dar, thanks for calling in. Have a great day. She's a sweetie. I like Dar a lot. All right, we have a member.
New member? Or?
It does not say. It does not say if this is a new or whatever member. I won't mention the amount because I'm going to mention his name. It is our friend Al Mosier.
Oh, yes.
Which was very nice of you, Al. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your
talk about blast from the
support.
Past.
Support. Exactly right.
The old PC Cube days.
That's right. We all remember Al very fondly. And so thank you so much, Al, for supporting Jazz 90.1 and having belief in sound bites. And now, this, I hope, is an incentive to the rest of you. All the rest of you are sitting there thinking, should I call? Should I not call? Is he yelling at me again?
And I'm in the middle.
Give us a call. The number is 585-966-JAZZ.
We can't do mellow. You know that. That's not our nature.
And toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you know I only yell because I love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. But this is iPad day. No matter what else you think you're doing, the reality is this day belongs to the iPad people.
Oh.
Skeeter Harris is showing off his right now, and it's kind of interesting. Everybody wants to show you video on the iPad,
mm-hmm.
but the Ustream is so bad that it's choppy on every one I've seen, and the people are always going, well, you know, it's not this bad in real life. It's really much better in real life. Well, then don't show it.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you at that point, but I don't know. I don't know that I really want one. I mean, my point, to me, these things are devices for communication,
mm-hmm.
either out to the world or into me, right?
Yep.
And if I'm gonna carry something around, I either want it to be a full computer that I can use for all kinds of things, or I want it to be something that's purpose-built like an iPod Touch, that I can then sit and stick in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the iPad is just a little too in between.
Yeah, this is sort of for keeping around the house. You know, you're in the living room, you know, watching a movie, and you need to look up IMDb. It's lighter than your laptop. You leave it sitting on the coffee table. You take it up to bed and read your books on it. I don't know if it's going to be, it pretty much is sort of too big to carry it with you all the time.
Yeah.
But I can see a lot of people using it instead of a laptop. Especially at the low end, you know, basic users. It does email, it does web, it does photos.
Except typing on it is not easy. It becomes one. I guess if you're not, I'm a touch typist.
Yeah.
When I do email, I want to get it done. So, and I've got a lot to say. I know this shocked you, but I've got a lot to say. So I touch type, and I sit there and touch type, and I look around, and I stop, and I think, and I do things, and I'm typing away. You can't do that on this thing. And, in fact, you can't type on it with two hands at all because the back is rounded, and it rocks while you're trying to type.
Unless it's in your lap.
Unless it's in your lap. I'm already in my own lap, so I got nothing there.
Andy Anacco from the Chicago Sun-Times posted his open box on YouTube, and he does say he's a touch typist, and he can type pretty fast on the iPad keyboard. The iPad's keyboard is about the same size as a separate standalone keyboard.
Sideways, when it's sideways.
When it's in landscape mode, yeah. But he did buy a keyboard dock, so he can type even faster.
Right, and if you're not actually going to carry it around,
yep.
then putting it in the dock and having the keyboard and the mouse and all of that stuff makes sense. But if you're not going to carry it around, why not buy a desktop? The same $700 will get you four times as much power.
Yep. Nuance has announced a version of Dragon Dictate for the iPad. They have one for the iPhone now, so that may alleviate your need for typing. So you can do speech recognition.
So I've spent $700 for the iPad.
Yep.
I spent $500 for Dragon Dictate. I spent another $150 for the microphone. At what point do I think, wow, this
enough
is
enough?
This is a little much. I mean, there's going to be a million and one things for it, and there's a bunch of... a bunch of stuff is cool. If for social media, it may be good. Again, your typing is going to be kind of slow. But if you've got that, I guess it's free AT&T.
If you get no, it's not free. The 3G, well, the 3G version is $130 more than the non-3G version, and that's for the 3G cellular modem that's in the box. And then you buy data plans. It's no contract, which was a really big issue. Most cell phones, in fact, it's one of Dave's gripes about his feature phone he wants to buy. You have to buy a data plan.
Well, they're coming out with a couple others I found. Yeah. I can get one without getting hosed an extra $10 a month.
With the, with the iPad, you can get a monthly, month-to-month, no-contract data plan, $15 a month for 250 megs, or $30 a month for what AT&T says is unlimited. But most cell phone carriers, that means 5 gigabytes.
You're right.
And that's half the price of most data plans from other cell phone carriers. So they are giving you a break on the data plan, mm-hmm. which is interesting. And a lot of the pundits have been saying get the 3G version anyway, even if you don't think you're going to need it now, because there'll be a point when you do, and you know, $15 gives you that 3G for a month. But it's $130 more up front, which is annoying.
Right.
And that's you. So you can buy 3G cards for your computer. That most of them use USB these days, and it's free with contract. So you get the $130 thing for free, but then it's $60 a month on a 2-year contract.
Right.
The other thing that a lot of people have talked about is the Verizon MiFi, which is a 3G to Wi-Fi router. So it brings in cellular and then pushes out 3G. Brings in 3G, pushes out Wi-Fi. And so you can use it on your computer and your iPhone and your iPad and your Android, you know, anything with Wi-Fi built into it on any other carrier that you want. So that's an issue that a lot of people have mentioned as well. But again, the Verizon MiFi's, Sprint also makes a MiFi. It's actually built by Novatel, and it's sold for all the different carriers. That again, it's a couple $100 for the unit itself, and then $60 a month for the contract.
Right.
So that can be expensive.
All right. I'd like to thank our newest member, Philip, who has donated $25. Thank you so much. And in fact, we're so grateful that he's even on the line right now. Philip from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Philip.
How you doing, Nick? Appreciate your show and the guys. I listen every week.
Thank you, and we appreciate your membership. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm running XP Service Pack 3 on a laptop I've had for 2 years, and for about the last 10 days or 2 weeks, I'm unable to do Microsoft updates. I've gone back to Microsoft, and they told me to check my LAN settings and proxies and all that kind of stuff. And still haven't made no progress. I tried last night by putting on the automatic downloads of updates.
Right.
And I got one last night. I updated it, and I went back into the site, and I still can't get the updates. I get the error message 0XC800042D. It says the website is encountering a problem, cannot display the page you're trying to view.
A lot of times a corrupted update can prevent future updates from coming in, and quite often malware will prevent updates from coming in because a lot of things the updates fix are stopping malware.
I disabled or deleted all the Security Tango spyware and disabled my virus, which is Symantec, and still wasn't able to get the updates. And what really surprised me was when I put on the automatic updates, I got one.
Well, that does interest me. So you can't do manual updates, but the automatic updates worked.
When I said it last night, I got one last night. I haven't got one since, but you know, I'll wait till Tuesday, which is usually the download day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked, and I was able to download it and reboot it, and then came back and still wasn't able to get them,
manually. Well, it may well be that there just aren't any.
Could be.
But you should get a message saying there aren't any.
Usually.
Yeah, what happens when you try?
Say again?
What happens when you try to get them? What response do you get?
The website is encountering a problem, cannot display the page you are trying to view. The options provided below might help you solve your problem.
Can you get to the general Windows Update.microsoft.com, the main front page?
Yes.
because there are viruses that prevent you from getting to that website.
I get there, and then, you know, it downloads for about 3 minutes, and then I get the error message. And, but, you know, strange that I was able to download one automatically last night.
That's a different mechanism. It doesn't use the web to get the automatic updates.
Yeah, I'm tending, although you dance the security tango, I'm tending toward a virus. But stay on the line for a minute, Philip. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, the newest member of member-supported Jazz 90.1, Philip, and all of you on Soundbites.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Businesses benefit from underwriting Jazz 90.1. Not only do you reach about 20,000 listeners a week, that includes listeners who only listen to jazz. In addition to being beneficial, underwriting Jazz 90.1 is very affordable. To find out how your business can benefit from underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Jazz, so I spend an outrageous amount of time listening to Jazz 90.1. It's my way to stay in the loop with the local jazz scene and the local musicians. And I love the specialty programs. They're programs that I cannot find anywhere else. With Jazz 90.1's Facebook and MySpace pages, I can listen in and stay tuned in with the local jazz scene from my computer and my phone, too. I jump in on the exclusive contests and chat up with people who believe in the music. You can, too. Visit jazz901.org and click on the icons to visit Jazz 90.1's Facebook and MySpace pages. That's how I take jazz further, with Jazz 90.1.
Greece Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hello, this is Paul Conley. Join me early on Monday mornings from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we have Philip on the line with us, our newest member. And Philip, I think we have an answer for you. Steve? Okay.
Well, we Googled the error message and came up with a lot of reports that it's related to the Windows Authentication Server. Every time you run Windows Update, it checks with the Microsoft Authentication Server to see if you have a legal copy of Windows. Sometimes that server is down and it thinks you don't have a legal copy of Windows. Sometimes it makes a mistake and thinks you don't have a legal copy of Windows.
Windows would do that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You should get an error message from the Windows Genuine Advantage that you're not a legal copy, rather than just getting something cryptic. But we found a thread to disable the Windows Authentication Server, delete a folder where it downloads those files to, and then re-enable the Windows Authentication Server. That may work, may not. There's people reporting that it did work for them, and some people reporting that it didn't work. But it's, at least it's something to try.
Okay, you're going to put it up on the website?
Yep.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Philip.
Good day.
We'd like to thank our newest member, Charles, who pledged at the $25 level. Thank you so very much, Charles. Every dollar helps, and we love to know that our listeners are A, listening, and B, value the service that we provide.
Yep, it's all in the
and
life.
What we were laughing about earlier was I was kind of porking off Rob Linton, and
our beloved boss.
My feeling is he's about to take another vacation anyway. His brain will get so rum-soaked he'll completely forget about this.
Well, the thing that is he's kind of going on all ends right now. I wouldn't, my job's hectic enough. I wouldn't want his because he's running all over.
It's a very hard thing to do.
And this is a busy time for him right now. Keeping things going. And he's because what folks maybe don't realize is, even through our show, throughout the week, they'll all of a sudden have special promotions when you want to get in on something. He's always out there getting other valued things that you can call in, become a member, and get tickets to this or that. He's a hard-working dude.
He's a very hard-working dude. And for all the fun we make of him and all the jokes we tell about him and to him, mm-hmm. the reality is he fights hard for this station.
Yes.
And works hard to keep it alive, and we're very grateful for that. And you need to be grateful, too, and you can do that very easily by making a pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org, including the hundreds and hundreds of you who are listening to this podcast after the fact. You can get online at jazz901.org and make that pledge and say that it's going to Soundbites, and we will get the credit for the money. So one more news item. While many display makers have high hopes for 3D in the living room, Sharp already wants to bring 3D to your pocket with displays for mobile devices. The company plans to launch the 3D displays this year aimed at cell phones and other small devices with no special glasses required. A screen that Sharp showed to reporters at a press conference in Tokyo measures 3.4 inches across the diagonal and is touch sensitive. I personally am a little skeptical that it will go mainstream. We talked about this a little bit last night in Second Life. Users have to hold the display at a specific distance and angle, a foot away and head on, to see the 3D effect. The image blurs if the angle isn't right. At a certain point, it becomes unreadable. Also, still images appear slightly blurry no matter what, although animations... somebody has to call in because I already rang the buzzer. that's 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, and securely online at jazz901.org. The problem with cell phone users and handheld gamers, they don't rigidly hold their handsets at a fixed distance and viewing angle. They look at the screen while reclining on a couch or lying in bed or walking
or driving
along.
Or driving through their wheel.
Exactly. if they're idiots and don't really care if they live or kill anybody else. They move around to get comfortable. Trying to get a 3D illusion will quickly become tiring, and people will switch to the 2D mode that Sharp's display thankfully includes. No products have been announced, but Nintendo is working on a 3D handheld gaming console, tentatively named the Nintendo 3DS. Sharp wouldn't say whether Nintendo is among the companies who have inquired about mobile 3D displays, but Sharp already provides 2D screens to the console maker for the existing Nintendo DS. If Nintendo is working with Sharp's technology, there is some hope for it, if only because Nintendo's on a roll lately, with silencing critics who dismiss the Nintendo DS and Wii as cheap gimmicks. Do you want 3D on your cell phone or handheld gaming device? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who've been telling me I'm saying all those too loudly, you can, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Or you can go to jazz901.org and find the phone numbers. Or you can find them right on the screen during the show at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you.
And we should mention, Steve didn't disappoint us last night. Tay asked me to say that you didn't disappoint us last night in
you
Second
great
Life.
Last night.
That you came back, and it's been months, with the bong bong.
Yeah.
And then, matter of fact, Kenzie wound up joining in with you doing the bong bong.
For those of you who don't join us in Second Life,
you're
we're
missing
there every
a good
Friday
time.
Night from 6 to 7 o'clock Linden time, which is 6 to 8 o'clock-ish. Which is 9 to 11 o'clock-ish Eastern Standard Time. And what happens is after about 45 minutes, although last night it was a little longer.
Yeah, we went 2.5 hours last night.
Yeah, Steve is on a Mac, and for some reason, after a certain amount of time, his voice starts to fuzz out. Suddenly he's like double talking. Everything is echoed, and then you hear this bong, bong. And he disappears for a second, and then he comes back fine.
Yeah.
Except last night, he bong-bonged for like a couple of minutes.
He was making up for lost
over
time.
Over and over and over, and then he came back fine. We don't know what it is.
I tried recording it at my end, and I don't get the same noise you say you're getting.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to try to record it at our end. But that was hilarious.
But it was pretty funny. We haven't heard the boing-boing in a while, and there it was.
And then the three of us joined right in there with you. Boing. That was cool.
I wonder if you can do Second Life on the iPad.
They'd have to write an app for it.
Well, yeah.
Because you can do it on the iTouch.
They have a Second Life app for the Touch?
Oh, yeah. I got it on mine.
Then... Cool.
Yeah. Heck, sometimes when I'm at a client...
Is it the real one, or is it
no,
the...
No. Well, the thing that is this is the scary thing.
The
you don't
version.
See anything. All you do is it'll let you know that, you know, if any of your friends are on,
you
can either hit in your landing area or your last place you were.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, folks see you, but you can't see them. All you can do is sit there and see their messaging on the screen, and you can type back and forth.
Right, and I've got that. That's the OMG viewer or some kind of viewer.
Yeah.
The OMV Second Life viewer, and it's available for pretty much anything. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
But fairly whatever. I don't think I said Eastern Standard Time. I think I just said Eastern Time.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
And
we're Eastern Daylight Time now.
And we list it also on the Second Life webpage. I put it up there each month. I populate that we're there every Friday night starting at 6 o'clock. And it's come bring your computer questions. And we're getting folks. The amazing part is we're getting folks from all over the world, let alone the U.S. I mean, one of our faithful listeners is over there. A few of them are over in England. I mean, we got folks down in Georgia, Oregon, Omaha, South Carolina. I mean, it's...
I was at the hospital the other day to visit a friend, and some guy stopped me in the hall to ask me a computer question. And
you didn't have the shirt on?
I didn't have the shirt on, which says, no, I will not answer your computer questions. Or no, I will not fix
your computer.
But, you know, we answer questions everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And all we ask is that a couple of times a year, you return the favor. Not by answering our questions, but by supporting this station. We don't get the money.
Answer our questions.
Yeah. Answer our need, and that's the station's need. We don't get the money. The station gets the money. The station doesn't get federal dollars or state dollars or local dollars or anybody's dollars but your dollars. That's why we're member-supported. The phone numbers to call and make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Operator is standing by. Or you can pledge securely while he's kind of leaning and he's bored. Or you can pledge securely. Sorry, he's bored. He can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
One other thing that we should mention, this coming Wednesday at the Convention Center is the Soho Show.
That's right.
And the three of us will be there.
We will be there. We'll be there.
It goes from 9 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. And word has it, we're finally going to have the official, never had before, Soundbite window decal.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep. We finally got it up, got it running. Rob had them all made up. And it's your chance. Come on down, say hello. And you know what would make it even better? If you came down and pledged.
Exactly right.
We'll be there. We'll take your pledge, and you know, you can even come
bring
with
the forms. We'll take the pledge
and,
right there.
Yeah, well, you know, come on down, and we'll answer your questions and meet us all three face to face.
You know, nobody's going to come. Nobody. I mean, here they can just listen and ignore us and just blow it off. But it's very hard face to face to say to somebody, "No, I'm not a member. Give me a sticker."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it'll be interesting. Maybe yeah. We'll come back with all the stickers.
We're taking pledge forms, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I will make sure I grab some.
Dave will grab some.
Yep.
But yeah, that's where we'll be. And I get it. Nobody's here. It's Passover. It's Easter. And everybody's out having fun today. And I wish we were. But it's in the 80s. We should all go down to the beach. The beach edition of Sound Bites.
Are you ready for this? My grandson stops over today to bring some pies over.
I wasn't ready for that.
And he stopped in and says, "Grandpa, guess what I did?" A friend of his dared him to go in knee-high into the Lake Ontario. He fell. He went more than knee-high.
Yep, head over heels.
He dared, this friend dared him to do it, and he, boom, won the bet.
Yeah, right.
Might have pneumonia now, but oh well.
Right.
There's a Second Life client for the iPhone OS called Pocket Metaverse. It looks like it does do graphics. It shows you the map of where you're teleporting and moving around, but doesn't show you actually the first person 3D stuff.
No, it doesn't.
But it's possible that with the bigger screen of the iPad and the better graphics chip in the iPad, they could make a bigger client for it.
They might. I don't think it's out yet. Or at least it was. Well,
I put
know.
The link on the link page.
The link's on the link page.
I don't want to go there.
Yes, you do.
There.
It's a beautiful place to be. And besides, you don't want to go there anyway. You want to just download it to your iPod Touch.
My iTouch.
Right.
I love that thing. It's got so many.
Clearly you do. I'm shocked that you're not buying an iPad.
It is $3.
Why? I'd go get a netbook for what I need. To do internet and email, a netbook would be fine. $300.
I tell you what fascinates me.
Wait, but how much is the iPad?
Starts at $500.
Hello, I can almost, and then you get the accessories. I can buy two netbooks, just like yours.
Well, and in addition, the other interesting thing is that there are 50 companies, by actual count, who have said they're going to have an iPad-like slate tablet thing available by summer. There are a couple that have actually announced at the $200 price range, one at the $100 price range, but the material looks astonishingly cheap.
I mean,
which is not a surprise.
The
this
netbook
is a beautiful thing, and it's my netbook is a Lenovo. It's an S10e. It's got a gig and a half of RAM. It's got I forget how big the hard drive is.
Can that do Second Life?
160 gig hard drive.
That has an actual hard drive in it?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the netbooks use flash drives.
Flash drives.
No, this one I actually got a...
where do you fit a hard drive in there?
Unbelievable.
Is it a one-inch drive or 2.5?
Yeah, no,
it's got to be a one-inch drive.
Yeah, 1-inch.
250 gig one-inch drive.
Same hard drive they put in the iPod.
Yep. And it's a beautiful little device. Right now, I cannot do Second Life on it because I'm under Linux.
Okay.
And as we know, Linux is a second-class citizen mm-hmm. when it comes to Second Life.
Right.
And this has the Intel graphics card, which Second Life doesn't support it with the Linux viewer. But other than that, yeah, it's a great little thing. It's got a camera, which, the iPad doesn't have. And it's got a microphone, which, oh! Wait, the iPad doesn't have an. It's got a keyboard. Oh, wait, which the iPad doesn't have. And it's really very nice little product. Listen, we're going to take another break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. Give us a call. Pledge securely online, because we'll be right back here with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Hi, this is Al Jarreau. First of all, let me tell you how much I love teachers. Teachers in school, Mrs. Bess and Mrs. Gunness, they came once a week and sat at a piano and played music for us, and we sat on the floor and sang. I remember singing harmonies to some little song like, here we go up the road to a birthday party, here we go up the road to a birthday party. And Mrs. Bess or Mrs. Gunness looking around at her kindergarten class and wondering, who's singing harmony? But I wouldn't tell. Anyhow, so wonderful, those memories, and important in preparing me for the music that I do now and getting love for music in me very, very early on.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Supporting Jazz 90.1 is as simple as 1, 2, 3. 1. Decide how much listening to Jazz 90.1 is worth to you, considering the great jazz music, live DJs, live jazz information, local traffic and weather. 2. Call 966-5299 or visit jazz901.org and make a pledge. 3. Sit back and enjoy the good feeling you get from keeping jazz on the radio. Alive and well in Rochester on Jazz 90.1.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Every day we make sure we get things done to keep ourselves on track, to live the way we want to live. And every day we make choices, large and small, that reflect who we are, from the clothes we buy to the car we drive to where we choose to live. If you enjoy Jazz 90.1, make the choice to become a member. And once a year, renew that membership. See how it feels. It just might be one more small but important choice you make to live the way you want to with Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, it's 84 degrees in Rochester, New York, and we are Soundbites. We love this. Say that right now.
This is unbelievable. I mean, we're not breaking a record, like they said. We're crushing it. past
crushing
two
weeks, it.
Literally, the past, you know, this is the second day. Of course, tomorrow we go back to reality.
Well, yeah,
60s.
This is Rochester. I'm still waiting for one last blizzard.
You're right.
This is Rochester.
We get those.
No. Time out. I put my...
Well, where's Rob yelling at you? All right, go ahead.
I got my pot down. And he's off to the transmitter.
You're right.
I wound up putting my tractor packed away for the winter. It's summarized.
I expected to see your bike out there today.
I can't carry coffee.
Saddlebag. That's what the wife is for.
No. Sorry. Saddlebags.
She's going to hurt you.
Saddlebags or cup holders do not go on a Harley. And, no, it was out yesterday. It's great. But, no, I got the tractor all cleaned up. It tucked away. And watch. Sure as God made green apples, we'll probably get a blizzard, which means I got to pull the bike out, move the tractor.
Linda's sneaking in behind you. Does not want to be on camera. Desperately does not want to be on camera. That's right. Tip the camera down so we can see her.
Oh, now you're getting the table.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you closed the lens cover. There you
go. There you go. Yeah, open the lens. There you go. Now it's back.
There she is.
There's Linda. Hi, Linda. There's Linda.
You're making everybody watching dizzy, though.
So it's kind of the Batman thing. It's a 60s kind of look. Linda. All right, here's a sad note, however. Ed Roberts died on Thursday in Georgia at the age of 68. You may not know the name, but you know the effect. The development of the personal computer was too collaborative for any one person to really deserve the honor of being the father of the industry. But there isn't anyone with a better claim on the title than Roberts. He may not have invented the PC, but he surely invented the PC industry. Roberts co-founded MITS in Albuquerque in 1969 and served as its president. The company made rocket kits at first, actually made very good rocket kits, as a matter of fact. Then they made calculators, which were not very good, and they were struggling when Roberts made the decision to launch the Altair 8800, the first PC to gain any traction. When it appeared on the front cover of Popular Electronics Magazine's January 1975 issue, people rushed to order it, and a couple of young geeks got so excited, they wrote a version of the basic programming language for it, even though they didn't have one. They relocated to Albuquerque and ended up founding a company to write software for the system. The geeks were named Bill Gates and Paul Allen, and they called their company Microsoft. Micro-Soft, capital M, capital S. Later on, they got rid of the hyphen, and after that, they lowercased the S. Geeks from everywhere flooded MITS with orders for this $400 computer kit, $397 actually. They got so many orders they couldn't fill them all. In fact, I personally am still waiting and expect to get my 8K memory card any day now.
How long have you been waiting?
Since 1975. The Altair also inspired the founding of Silicon Valley's legendary Homebrew Computer Club, whose membership, but my order is still in. Nobody ever said it was canceled.
might be canceled now. He passed away.
That's true. He's gone now, and the company was, we'll get to that. The Altair also inspired the foundation of the founding of Silicon Valley's legendary Homebrew Computer Club, whose membership included numerous important PC industry figures, including Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, who started their own little computer company to compete with MITS in 1976. MITS' dominance of the PC business was brief. By 1977, when the Apple II Radio Shack TRS-80 and Commodore PET came out, mere 2 years, the Altair already felt like a machine from an earlier era. But in many ways, the business model that sprung up around MITS computers, including clones, upgrades, peripherals, books and magazines, computer stores, Intel processors, and Microsoft software, lives on to this day. In 1977, Robert sold MITS to Pertec. And I sold those little orange toasters from Pertec. What great machines they were. And returned to his boyhood home state of Georgia, where he eventually fulfilled a long-time dream by earning a medical degree and becoming a country doctor. Did you have an Altair 8800? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Make the pledge at those numbers as well. And then also you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing that, we will talk to John. Where are you calling from, John?
Hi, Nick. I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Are you a member?
Yes, I am. I called a couple of weeks ago and split it up with you and the polka guys.
Excellent.
Now,
it
was a buck to the polka guys and 99 to us, right?
something like that. You guys can figure it out.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, we got quizzed last week.
Can you take requests? Because usually I'm in the car when the polka guys are on and, you know. I get to the phone where we're on, when you guys are on. But anyways, I do.
Yeah, we've got beer barrel iPad.
Pardon?
We've got we can play beer barrel iPad.
Oh, cool.
iPad Latka. We got a lot of them here. What do you need?
Hey, I'm really pretty lazy right now, and so I don't want to. I was hoping you might have a quick answer. I was running Ubuntu 9.04, and I changed my repositories, and so I upgraded to 9.10, and I'm running Lenovo SL500. And what happened is, when coming up, I got everything looked really good, but I lost my trackpad. I've got my trackball, but not my trackpad. And I just wasn't gonna. I'm too lazy to look around and trying to figure out myself. So I was wondering, Nick, if any of you guys might know a place to look.
You're running 9.10, and the trackpad worked in
9.04,
not working in 9.10. What computer do you have?
I've got a Lenovo SL500 ThinkPad.
All right.
Just, you know, if you happen to know offhand. And actually, it works on another partition operating system, so I know it's not the machine.
Yeah. What you want to do is, do you know how to run DMessage?
Yeah.
Run DMessage and pipe it through grep mouse.
Oh, really? Okay.
What was that?
Right.
And you think
that's
the Mac
mouse,
has weird
right?
commands?
Yeah.
Actually, the Mac can do that command, can it?
Right, do that, and then what you will probably see is PS mouse unknown parameter synaptics resume reset.
Okay.
All right, if you see that, then you need to check if PS mouse module is loaded at all, and you do that by typing lsmod and pipe that through grep PS mouse.
Okay.
If there's no output, the touchpad module isn't loaded.
Right. And then there would be, okay, so there would be a load through Synaptic again, or would it see that package?
Well, now, what you want to do is check to see if there's a file under Etsy.
Yes.
Under modprobe.d called psmouse.conf.
Got it.
Then look in there, and if you see the file.
Yes.
Look in there, and if you see the line that says options, PS mouse, synaptics underscore resume underscore reset equals capital N.
Change it to yes?
No, just comment it out.
Oh, okay, got it.
And reboot, and it should load successfully. And you should now see a touchpad tab in system preferences mouse.
Okay. Excellent, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Hey, great. Guys, bye.
Thanks. Bye. And that's the kind of support and service you get when you become a member of Jazz 90.1. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And it always excites me to make such an easy response to somebody. Our next caller is...
That was an easy response?
Yeah, actually it was.
For you,
Linux?
Yeah.
For Linux, that was an easy response.
What was that DMessage command? It's
DMESG.
ESG.
And what that does is it prints out everything that loads through...
Grep mouse.
Yeah. And
unable to obtain kernel buffer. Operation not permitted. Oh, well, I have to sue to it.
You're that's right. You're on a Mac. You can't help yourself. All right. Our next caller is Scott. Where are you calling from, Scott?
I'm calling from Buffalo.
It's Scott. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Bon vibre.
Folks mentioned that there is a Second Life app for the iTouch. I Googled it, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, it's called Pocket.
Wait a minute. The one I've got, is Pocket MV.
Pocket MV as in Victor?
Yep.
Right. M as in Michael, V as in Victor.
PocketMetaverse.com.
Yep.
Pocket. All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
There you go.
It is right, $3, which is expensive for an iPad, iPod, iPhone. See, now we need another word. It's the iPhone OS running on an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad.
Stop it.
It's too many words.
It's just an app.
It's the iPhone app, yeah.
And Pocket Metaverse, I have OMV, which is the version for Linux, and it's free. So it works nicely. It just, you don't see anything. It's just, you'll see the map, and you'll see the fact that other people are there, and you can talk to them, but you can't see them. It's not a 3D.
Well, the other thing that I like,
they can send a snapshot to you as a still image.
Right.
But the other thing I liked about my iTouch was because I have XM radio.
Right.
And when I'm out in the yard, you know, working in that, I can just plug in the headphones, turn that on, get to the 60s station or jazz or, you know, whatever I want on the XM radio and listen to music.
Pandora.
Yeah, right. You know, while I'm around.
Although, of course, what you're really going to be doing 99% of the time is streaming jazz901.org.
I haven't found the...
You don't need an app for it. You just go to the website.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
See, I'm still... I'll be honest. You know, for the main part of this, I've been using it for, I love it because of my scheduling.
Yep, the calendar on
it. And my scheduling, you know, my calendar, my contacts are in there, so I can look up clients on that. But then the other big thing is also because my stupid phone, and I don't want to pay the $10 extra a month to have a little keyboard. I got this free app. It's called Text. You know, and I can do texting. So I can be at any hotspot. And around Rochester, it's pretty easy to find free wireless networking wherever you are. And I can be sitting at a coffee shop or any place, get on there, and text for free. As a matter of fact, you could, if I wanted to, it would have cost me, I think it was like $6 for the year. Or free, just putting up with this little ad that runs down at the bottom.
Yep.
I can live with an ad for the amount of texting these hands do. But again, I didn't have to go to the phone company and pay the stupid extra $10 a month because they said, well, now you can surf the web. I don't want to surf the web on that stupid little screen. Heck, the iTouch is small enough with my bifocals that I can't see.
that's really one of the arguments for an iPad. For those of us with older eyes,
mm-hmm.
The iPad will have better resolution, a brighter screen, and of course a much bigger screen. So that when you're viewing things on it, when you're doing things on it, it actually is better. So for old people, the iPad is better. You know, Steve's getting up there in years himself, and so
I'm still the youngest one here.
No, Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Cheese and crackers. Geez, I didn't realize you were that sensitive about it. I apologize.
No.
Steve Jobs is getting up there in years, and so now he's creating devices with bigger screens. I get it.
I still sold on the Lenovo.
I love this thing. Did I say I was getting an iPad? No.
No, you still want your Droid.
I want my Droid.
Droid
Listen,
and BIOS.
Verizon. Somebody at Verizon has to be listening to this show. Shouldn't I? Look, I run a tech website. I'm the systems administrator for the College of Business at the Saunders College of Business at RIT. I'm on a tech radio show. Shouldn't you guys be giving me a Droid? I would talk about it all the time. I would tweet from it all the time. I would Facebook from it all the time. Everybody would know I was on my Droid 24 hours a day, seven days a week. Nobody's giving me a Droid. Why is that, do you think?
Well, they should include all four of us.
I don't doubt that, but I'm begging for myself.
I've also heard the Nexus 1 is better.
You're our
than the
team
Droid.
Leader, so you can go ahead and give her.
Team leader.
For Nick.
That means whenever something goes wrong, they blame me. That's the only real thing that accrues to being team leader.
You know, and sign one up for Rob and me and Steve. And
really, considering, you know, they've sold millions of these things, they ought to be able to hand out four of them, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
You would think somebody there.
We could
would
do a
think.
True evaluation.
We would do the evaluation. We would talk about it. We would, we're going to be at the Soho show on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
If all of us were standing there with our iPods, with our Droids, wouldn't that say something?
One would think.
Wouldn't that make a statement? That,
maybe we'll have to go talk to the folks at Verizon's. Got to have a booth there.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to them there. That's what we'll have to do. We're going to hit them up for Fios.
Yep.
We want Fios in Rochester. And as Chris was saying, Fios on the Droid. Now,
we should remind folks, we will be at the Soho show, which is this coming Wednesday from 9 to 4:30. It's a free show. I mean, you can get tickets.
I may well be a tad late.
No problem.
At the Rochester Riverside Convention Center.
Yes, and we will be there from 9 to 4:30.
In the Jazz 901 booth.
You know, stop by, come say hello. If you want, definitely, you know, bring your computer questions, and you might even get one of the latest and hottest. No one in Rochester has one yet.
What? No one?
No one. Not even...
Are we saying this is an exclusive?
Exactly.
Wow.
No one has a Jazz Soundbites window sticker showing their support for Jazz 901.
In point of fact, now that I think of it, I don't even have one.
Mm-mm, neither do I.
See that? Nobody has one.
And all three of us helped design it.
That's exactly right. We will be giving those away.
Yes. So, you know, come on down, you know, and say hello. Again, if don't be bashful if you want to even pledge.
And you're right. It's not actually free. We're going to shame you if you're not a member. But other than that.
But we will be having, I believe Rob said there's going to be some drawings that we're going to be maybe even giving away some stuff, you know. Hey, you never know.
You never know what happens until it happens.
I got to come by here on Tuesday to pick up some stuff. And he says he's going to have, possible giveaways. So, folks, come on down. Say hello. We'd love to see you, you know, meet you face to face. Like I said, we've always said we have faces for radio, and that's what we've been doing for so long.
And we do love it here, and to be honest for a moment, we want to seriously thank Rob Linton and all the folks at jazz901.org at the Jazz 90.1 station for giving us a home. Show the love, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Sound Bites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's the networking event for small business, the 9th Annual Small Business Show, Soho, Rochester 2010, April 7th at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets, you can go online to sohorochester.com. Grease Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hi, this is Phil Dodd. Please join me weekdays from noon to 3 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Who was those?
That was so weird. A voice and a person.
And the body here.
And the body. And
those mellifluous tones. Yeah, Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enrich.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are sandwiched. What'd you say? Step up. Tell us who you are.
I'm Phil Dodd.
See, there you go. He's Liven right here live and in the studio. Phil is the guy who's not answering the phones right now, as you don't call in and pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you could be pledging securely online at jazz901.org, and we wouldn't know until Rob got back from the tower and
said that there's, you know, just choking.
And at which point I will grovel. I promise you right now, if we find out that 15 people pledged online during the show and I just simply didn't know about it, I will grovel and I will apologize to each and every one of you individually listing out your names. In alphabetical order, I will apologize, and I am happy to grovel. 15 calls, not calls. These would be 15 pledges online at jazz901.org. 15 pledges, any amount of money.
We don't
15
care.
People, 15 people will go pledge a buck. It's still a pledge, and we'll take it.
A buck, $5, $10, you
name it. I pledge my support.
No, money. Money. We are looking
Didn't
for
Rob say
money.
You got someone that did that? I pledge my support.
Well, that's nice. It doesn't count. Microsoft, by the way, just uncovered more than 1,800 bugs. 1,800 bugs in Office 2010 by tapping into the unused computing horsepower of idle PCs. Office developers found the bugs by running millions of fuzzing tests, according to Tom Gallagher, the senior security test lead at Microsoft's Trustworthy Computing Group. There's a misnamed group if I've ever heard one. Fuzzing, which is a practice employed by both software developers and security researchers, searches for flaws by inserting data into file format parsers to see where programs fail by crashing. Because some crash bugs can be further exploited to successfully hack software, allowing an attacker to insert malicious code, fuzzing is of great interest to both legitimate and criminal researchers looking for security vulnerabilities. We found and fixed about 1,800 bugs in Office 2010's code, said Gallagher. Well, a large number, it's important to note that that doesn't mean we found 1,800 security issues. We also want to fix things that are not security concerns. Gallagher declined to quantify the number of flaws found via fuzzing that qualified as vulnerabilities, saying only that the Office 2010 team did uncover security bugs in the process and patched them during development. Some of those vulnerabilities have already been addressed in older editions of Office, Gallagher added, because the information obtained by fuzzing the 2010 code was checked against code in earlier versions. Non-security bugs discovered in Office 2010. Phil almost had a phone call. His heart is racing now.
It rang once.
Non-security bugs discovered. Now they hung up and realized I got to pledge online to make Nick grovel. I'm telling you, 15 is all I need. Microsoft was able to find such a large number of bugs in Office 2010 because it's a lousy... by using not only machines in the company's labs, but also underutilized or idle PCs throughout the company. The concept isn't new. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI at home, and the Boink Project have popularized the practice. SETI remains the largest use of that, but it's also been used to crunch numbers in medical research and find the world's largest prime number. We called it a botnet for fuzzing, said Gallagher, referring to what Microsoft has formally dubbed Distributed Fuzzing Framework, DFF. Man, they're as acronym crazy as IBM. The fuzzing network originated by work with David Conger, a software design engineer on the Access team. Client software installed on systems throughout Microsoft's network automatically kicks in when PCs are idle, such as on weekends, to run fuzzy tests. We would do millions of fuzzing iterations each weekend, Gallagher said, up to 12 million in some cases. Does this make you feel safer using Office? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge first, then we'll talk to you. If you don't want to talk to us, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
The first thing I thought of when I read that is, I hope they told the people they're using their unused cycles.
Well, if they're company machines, really, honestly,
they don't have to. Yeah, but I kind of hope they did anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because all of a sudden they're fighting with all the guys who are running SETI at home on their machines.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, there's a... I do run SETI at home on one of my machines. The problem, of course, is that it takes a lot of... Rachel, why are you working today? Shouldn't she have the weekend off? Rachel Barnhart? Mm-hmm. She's tweeting all day here. I haven't had anybody tweet in with saying that they've been on that they've got their iPad yet. But we're going to go to the phones. Our next caller is Cindy. Where are you calling from, Cindy?
Queensbury,
New York.
Yes.
And are you a member?
Yes.
Excellent. And what can we do for you?
I'm the one who wrote to you about a month ago about trying to get a song off the Firefly DVD. And you recommended free DVD MP3 Ripper.
Yes.
I tried and tried and tried on my laptop. It couldn't work, so I'm trying it on my desktop. It's not working, but it's not working differently. The installation was at least 5-8 times more complex on my desktop. I have no idea why, but maybe that's why it didn't work on my laptop.
Should just be click install and be done with it.
What sort of difficulties did you have on the desktop?
On the desktop, it looks like it's working. I pick the source file, and now it's saying, opening the source file, please have a wait, dot, dot, dot. But it sits there for 20 minutes, and then it won't close.
How long a movie is it?
Well, it's not playing the movie.
Yeah, but it may be trying to load it into memory.
And what operating system are you running again?
On the desktop, it is Windows 98.
Whoa.
That may be why it's
not
working.
That may be the problem
there.
No, it's
not 98. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's XP.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, yeah. My old computer, you know, for years I had a 98, and now I have a Windows 7 on my laptop, and I didn't used to have to keep track of things like this.
And what song are you trying to get off?
The Man They Call Jane.
Oh, yeah. They've got Baldwin singing that song on YouTube. There's a YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, there's a YouTube of him singing the song, wearing the hat, by the way.
I got to find that.
That might be easier to download, yeah. If you're having so much trouble with this program, you might want to just try another one.
Okay.
Well, the first thing, can you actually play the DVD on your desktop or laptop?
On my laptop, I could. I haven't tried it on my desktop, but
that may be part of the issue. You need the MPEG-2 decoder to play a DVD to begin with.
Right.
You may need to install a program like VLC, the VideoLAN client, to be able to play the DVD, and that often enables other programs to access the content on the DVD as well, because the VLC has the copy protection decoder that other programs may need.
Well, it recognized the DVD, but now it's pausing. In Windows Media Player, it's thinking awfully hard.
Yeah. See, it may not be done. In the meantime, I'm going to try to do the same thing. I will try to rip this off of my copy of Firefly. Of course, I have one.
Of course.
Of course I do.
I just saw the Serenity DVD on Blu-ray is like $10.
Yeah, I know.
Things have gotten really cheap. Oh, and I was telling you I found a $99 Blu-ray player locally, which was nice. Amazon has got one for $69 now.
There you go. But yeah,
the first time I saw something on Blu-ray, I was walking in a small boutique type store.
Right.
I can't remember the name of it now because I've moved all my information to Queensbury and I can't remember the Rochester stores anymore. But you know, it's if you want to talk to a professional about a DVD player or about a stereo, you go there. It was in another room and I walked by it and caught it out of the corner of my eye and I actually stopped and backed up. And I said, what is that?
Yeah. But unfortunately, it's not just the Blu-ray. You also have to have the TV that'll do justice to the Blu-ray.
Yes. It was a Blu-ray on an HDTV.
One justifies the other.
That's exactly right.
Although in my case, my DVD player broke. I had to buy a new one anyway. So I got the Blu-ray player even though I don't have an HDTV yet. I've only got an EDTV. I bought an EDTV when everyone had SDTVs.
Yeah. I have an HDTV. The problem is it's only got one HDMI in. So
I happen to have an HDMI 4-in-1 splitter box at my office that I could sell you.
That's not a bad idea. I'm not kidding. That's not a bad idea. Can I do 4 in and 1 out?
Yeah.
That's what I have to do. All right.
Yep.
Now, before we go any further or farther, Cindy, first, which episode this song is in.
This is in...
I think that's the name of the episode, isn't it?
Jane? Janestown.
Janestown. Yeah. That was it.
It is on disc. It's the last episode on disc two.
Okay, last up, disc two. In the meantime, you can hear Mr. Baldwin himself singing this song. If you go to Google and just type in YouTube, which is, of course, one word.
Right.
The Man They Call Jane. It's the very, you'll see it immediately. It's the first link.
Oh, there's, I will have to do that.
And it's actually kind of wonderful. He's not probably the best singer you'll ever hear.
Right.
But it's Jane, and he's wearing the hat.
Is a rock remix available, too?
So, you know, I don't know that it actually gets better than that. You may prefer this version.
Well, I mean, I love the commentary.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
This is what going crazy feels like.
Yeah. But anyway.
I mean, how do you not crack up during that?
Oh, it's the truth. It's absolutely the truth. I'll see if I can get it ripped myself. Probably won't happen early this week, but I'll see what I can do.
And he does pretty good on Chuck now too. Adam Baldwin is on Chuck.
Yeah.
I watch Chuck. Yep.
Sure, but it's only because Adam Baldwin is on it. So yeah, check it out on YouTube. It's way fun. And we'll see what we can do to help you with this.
It's funny. Maybe the problem is that I can't play it on my desktop because I'm stuck on the FBI warning.
Yeah, so the Ripper program can't access the DVD because there's something else wrong in the computer.
Right.
Okay, but if you can get it to work on yours, then maybe I can get it to work on my laptop or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy.
Bye.
It's always good to talk to another brown coat.
What do you, I guess...
Oh, for Pete's sake, how can you not know this? Firefly, one of the best television shows ever.
Sorry, I don't watch a lot of TV.
And, of course, it only lasted... You know it was good television because it only lasted a couple of seasons on the air. Joss Whedon did it, the guy who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and a whole bunch of other things. Then they made a movie called Serenity.
To tie up all the loose ends.
Seriously.
It was kind of interesting because Farscape and Firefly were both really two, you know, pretty good, you know, shows. And they both got canceled about the same time. Joss Whedon got the Serenity theatrical movie to tie up all the loose ends. And Brian Henson company that did Farscape got a TV movie to tie up all the loose ends.
Right.
So,
right.
Joss wrote Alien for Jim Cameron.
Well, and that's just it. He wrote Alien. He did Buffy the Vampire. So when he says to somebody, "I'd like to make a movie," they go, "Well, okay."
Okay. And he's doing a lot of comic books now.
Yeah.
See, I maybe watch three programs during the whole week. Most of the time, the TV's on and it's just background noise. I really don't, because I just got so fed up with TV with all the darn commercials. You know, you sit there.
That's why you get them on DVD and skip through them all.
Yeah, well, I sit there and VCR
on DVR.
Have them go to my DVD recorder, and that way I can, like Southland. I'll watch that, and I like Bones and Numbers.
Yeah.
But I can sit there and fast forward through them. I don't watch them on TV because I get very frustrated that they suck you on in, and they'll give you 3 minutes of show. 4 minutes of commercials, 3 minutes of show, back to 4 minutes of commercials.
That's one of the interesting comments that some put out about Battlestar Galactica, another really well-written, well-done.
Yeah, up until the last five episodes.
Yeah. It was, how did it go? It was like the suspense, the thrill, the conflict, the unknown, you know, the special effects, and then they ran the opening credits.
Yeah, right.
Well, again, you know, and that's... lead me to another point. And that's why folks, you know, should be picking up the phone and giving us a call and putting Phil to work here. Because unlike where we were before, we don't have a lot of, there are no commercials.
How long was a two-hour show by the time it got up on the...
75 minutes.
75 minutes out of 2 hours. So that's, a lot. A lot was taken out by the 45 minutes of commercials in 2 hours. 45 minutes of commercials.
And the thing of it was, is also...
45 minutes from Broadway.
And we
think
could,
of the changes.
We were always constantly getting bumped. You know, we were changed from this day to that day. Or
no kidding. If there was a breeze, we got bumped so they could they could talk about it.
Yeah.
Here, we're on the air whether you like it or not. We're here all the time. We're gone for what? 5-10 minutes an hour? And that's it. And then twice a year, just twice a year, we come to you and ask you to help us out. And you do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415 and making Phil work. Or if you want Phil to just sit there on his tuchus for another half an hour, 20 minutes, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Oh, by the way, like I said, if we get 15 pledges, I will grovel as I apologize next week to you. But nobody has pledged online, absolutely nobody. So it doesn't look like we're going to hit 15, so the heck with you. I don't have to apologize, so yeah. And we're going to take a break back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. Phil's sitting there desperately waiting for you to call in. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
The snow may be snowing, the wind may be blowing, but you can weather the storm a little better with some assistance from yours truly. Hi, I'm Jazz 90.1 meteorologist Josh Nichols. As winter kicks into high gear, you can count on Jazz 90.1 morning, noon, or night for my latest forecast. I track the weather every step of the way to bring you a forecast that's reliable and the only one of its kind in the area that's certified by the American Meteorological Society with its highest seal of approval. So while you're in the office, in the car, or at home, remember that you can stay ahead of and weather the storm with the information you need by tuning in each weekday this winter to Jazz 90.1, taking jazz further.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, the answer to your computer questions on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 appreciates your support through membership. But did you know you can support Jazz 90.1 in other ways as well? For example, by donating your old vehicle. When you donate your old vehicle to Jazz 90.1, we receive cash and you get the tax deduction. We even come pick it up. To find out more, call 966-5299. When the time comes to change vehicles, think of Jazz 90.1 and call 966-5299.
This is Station Manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 Spring Membership Campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
New artist Brooke White talking about radio.
We spent a lot of time particularly listening to the oldies radio station. I grew up really listening to the 60s and 70s and kind of growing this fondness for old music. There's something comforting about listening to the radio and having a DJ.
Radio, radio, tell me what I wanna know, wanna know.
The place to connect with new audiences every day. Radio. Visit RadioHeardHere.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Harris. Join me every Sunday night from 5 to 7 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And I should talk about this. Here's hoping that Steve Jobs has room in his bookcase for another award and room in his house for his head to grow another two sizes. Because J.D. Power & Associates has just crowned the iPhone winner of its 2010 Smartphone Customer Satisfaction Survey. Apple came in first in every one of the survey's categories, beating out competitors like HTC, Nokia, RIM, Palm, and Samsung. The only exception was the battery function category, which we assume
which I have to assume refers either to battery life or to the availability of a user-replaceable battery, in which the iPhone was topped by, well, pretty much everybody else. Apple's dominance in the survey is almost total. In four categories out of five, respondents ranked iPhone as being among the best, whereas every one of the competitors got at best an average mark and more often a below-average rating. In fact, Apple scored an average of 810 points out of 1,000, which is essentially the same as last year's survey, which is well ahead of the rim, which sits in second place with 741 points. The survey results also contain a number of interesting tidbits about what makes smartphone customers tick. In particular, users of devices that sport a touchscreen are on average more satisfied than their key-tapping counterparts. This is a clear nod to the trend set by the iPhone of foregoing traditional input methods in favor of on-screen keyboards that allow for bigger screens and simpler operation. At the same time, survey indicates that more and more customers consider mobile applications an important feature on their phone, which should come as welcome news to Apple, given the rich software ecosystem that they call the App Store. So our question to you, is the iPhone that great, or does drinking the Kool-Aid mean you can never say anything bad about the iPhone, even if it's deserved? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Call us on your iPhone and tell us how great it is, or call us on your oh, you can't on the iPad. Oh, I forgot.
You can install Skype and make phone calls.
Assuming you have all the other accoutrements you need. I'm sorry, I keep dropping them on the floor. I apologize. But yeah, that's the iPhone, and everybody's completely into it these days. The iPhone, the iPad, the iTouch, the I don't know what else, and they're all Apple. You know, has tapped into a vein that these are the things that people want and that people will shell out big money for. And it'll be interesting to see. The Droid is making some headway. It doesn't have nearly the sales that the iPhone does, but when you add all the Android phones together, they're certainly giving Apple a huge run for its money. What interests me is that, as I said before, by summer there are, by last count of the people who count these things, about 50 companies who are bringing out slate tablets like the iPad, most of them running the Android operating system. So we'll see what happens there. And of course, the reality is that those tablets will be much, much, much less expensive than the iPad. Some of them as low as $100, but the nice quality ones in the $200 to $300 range, which is still a couple of $100 below the iPad. So, and that's, of course, all at list price. I'm sure by the time they come out, the iPad will be on some small discount. But we'll see what happens, and Dave ought to be able to... Exactly. Dave ought to be able to get them from his suppliers by that point.
You can only hope.
Right. You know, they're going to use whatever the general boards are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're essentially white box iPads, essentially. Yeah. I mean, that's the way that's going to work. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm fascinated by the abilities that are available to you in the Droid. I really like the feature set that's in the Droid, and I'm looking forward to getting one when I eventually can. Someone from Verizon, please call me. Give me a call. Listen, if you work at Verizon, you can find my number in your system. Call me.
We're easy.
That's exactly
We're
right.
We're just not cheap.
I am. I'm cheap. I can be bought for a Droid.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. So we can do that. And I mostly use my Sansa. I have a couple of different Sansa models when my wife isn't
studio. Linda is in the studio.
Linda, you can stand up. It's okay.
You're short enough. She can go underneath the camera and we still wouldn't see her.
Right, without actually bending over like that.
She borrows Rob's step stool to get up here to the control booth.
That's lovely. Rob doesn't need the step stool. Why does Rob have a step stool?
Because he's still a young kid.
He may be a young kid, but he's 11 feet tall. What does he need a step stool for? That's ridiculous.
Tell him that.
Exactly. All right, one more news item here. Novell wins, SEO loses. It's true. After just more than 7 years of SEO lawsuits, SEO has lost its last real chance of causing Linux and the companies that support it, IBM, Novell, and Red Hat, any real trouble. In a U.S. District Court decision delivered on March 30th, 2010, the jury confirmed that Novell, not SCO, owns Unix copyrights. Without the copyrights, SCO has nothing. Had the decision gone the other way, SCO could continue to annoy Linux with its bogus Linux copyright violation claims. Anyone with any sense knew that there was no Unix code in Linux, except, of course, for any code that SCO itself planted there. And even that wasn't code that mattered. No, the only real purpose of SCO's lawsuits was to spread anti-Linux FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, on the behalf of its financial backers such as Microsoft. Now, tens of millions in wasted legal fees later, the jury has decided that those of us who have fought the SCO, followed the SCO saga like a hawk, knew ages ago. SCO never owned Unix's intellectual property in the first place, so it has never had a leg to stand on in its rounds of anti-Linux lawsuits. To quote Pamela Jones, the editor of Grok Law and the world's foremost expert on SCO's legal saga, thank you, Novell, for never giving up and never giving in. Those of us who love to use Linux will forever be thankful to you. Never give up, never surrender. While some Linux fans have real trouble with Novell thanks to its partnerships with Microsoft, they should never forget that Novell ended up doing the heavy legal lifting needed to defeat SCO's Linux attacks. SCO no longer has even a feeble claim that can be made against Linux. SCO is dead. Does this make you sigh in relief? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge at those numbers, too, or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'm delighted to say that I'm clearly not going to have to grovel next week because there aren't 15 pledges that came in on the web. And so I don't have to grovel. I don't have to grovel. I'm very excited about that. You have anything to say? Yup. That's it.
I was looking up SCO. They haven't announced anything on their website about losing this lawsuit.
Isn't that a shocker?
And in fact, as near as I can tell, they're operating out of Chapter 11 because there's no mention that they've emerged from Chapter 11. They're still in Chapter 11.
Yes, they are.
They just received another $2 million in financing last month, but it looks like they're pretty well dead anyway. So it almost doesn't matter that they lost the lawsuit because they're pretty dead.
The important part is that had they won the lawsuit, then Microsoft would have bought them, owned the intellectual property.
Yeah, that's the rough thing.
Right, and so now they've got nothing. They got nothing and nobody and nothing. So we're going to go back to the phones. Our next caller is Thomas. Where are you calling from, Thomas?
I'm calling from Newark.
Newark, New York.
Yeah.
And are you a member?
With a Dell that didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I got another problem. I bought HP computers.
Yep.
And I have an HP laptop.
Yep.
And I have trouble with the wireless connection. And now Verizon and HP has each spent 10 hours trying to fix it. Neither one have.
Well,
says there's a connection, but it occasionally connects, but most of the time it doesn't.
How far are you from the wireless?
Well, okay, I tried it like 10 foot, 100 foot, 5 foot, all throughout the house, all different places. And I have they sent me a new router and modular thing, Verizon did, and HP sent me a new card.
If you are having that kind of trouble at 5 feet,
one or the other
is
broken.
What else is in your house? What other things are going on in your house?
Like what?
Radio things.
Ham radio?
No ham radio.
Giant microwave ovens?
There is a microwave oven sitting near the rotor.
That'll do it. Microwave operates on the same frequency.
Then if I take the rotor and put it upstairs away from everything,
that might help. And I would then, once it was up there out of the way, I would try it again, 5 feet away, 10 feet away. Clearly, there's some sort of radio interference somewhere in your home.
Okay.
If you're near a
old rotor, which wasn't supposed to, I couldn't see anything wrong with it, and moved it about 100 foot to another telephone cable.
Yeah.
It did the same thing. Now, I receive wireless from somebody else across the street.
And that works fine?
I don't have their code.
But you can see their thing and it never goes away?
Well, it comes and goes. I can see that there's another.
Well,
see,
again,
connection.
If it's coming and going, then it sounds to me maybe there's high tension lines near your house.
Do you have portable phones?
Yes, but they're off.
You mean they're
They're physically unpowered and turned off?
Yeah, I don't. I very seldom turn them on.
No, not a cell phone, a portable phone that has a base station
that
plugs into the wall. Yeah.
You know, wireless.
I used to use them, but I don't think I got any of them plugged in anymore.
Okay, because they also can operate on the same 2.4 gigahertz frequency. In fact, that's a general tip for anyone if you're looking to buy a portable phone.
I had one, but I disconnected it.
Get a 5 gigahertz
model. The battery one dead. I'm sure it's not connected to the line anymore.
Yeah, do you live near power lines or next to the hospital?
No.
So we had one customer that couldn't get any wireless because they happened to be across the street from the radiology department at their hospital.
I'm across the street from a hairdresser and a laundromat. The rest of the residentials.
Do you have any friends that
hairdresser? Now, if you're across the street from a hairdresser.
Well, the one I'm picking up is about 2 blocks away.
That's pretty good.
Because I know who he is.
Yeah. If you have any friends that have a wireless laptop, have them come over and see if they can connect to your network. Because there's something wrong in one or the other device, and until you can get something working
well. And that's the way to try it. If they can connect to your wireless, the problem... Hold on a minute. Okay, you talk.
There's about 300 people with the same laptop that can't get it fixed.
Then the problem would be the laptop. I'll bet if you bring a friend of yours...
Send them 3 times, send them back, and they come back, and they still don't work.
Might want to try a different model, then.
And if you can get a friend who can come in and make a connection that's clean, then the problem is definitely the laptop. Thomas, we have to go. Unfortunately, it's the end of the show.
I'm going to try that.
All right, excellent. I want to thank Lawrence, our newest member. Lawrence has pledged $10. Thank you so very, very much, Lawrence. We really appreciate it. That's it for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. Thanks to all of those of you who have pledged over the last few weeks. I can't tell you how much it truly means to us. Thanks so much. Please feel free to pledge. Pledge all week if you're listening via the podcast. Pledge online at jazz901.org. We are Soundbites, and we are right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you next Saturday. Have a great week.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.